Congressional polarization and gridlock have been tough on federal agencies and their ability to function effectively. The Partnership for Public Service has tried to quantify this effect. Its findings, titled Government Disservice, come out later today. It highlights four areas where federal agencies have been hit the hardest. John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. He joins me now with more. John, good to have you on.
Good morning, Tom. Always a pleasure.
All right. So this government disservice is a tough title. Give us the highlights. What did you find about sort of put a border around how bad the effect of congressional polarization and gridlock really are on federal agencies?
Sure, Tom. And I will say there's a subtitle to the report, which is, overcoming Washington dysfunction to improve congressional stewardship of the executive branch. But basically, what this report is focusing on is the waste and inefficiency in government that's linked directly to what Congress is doing or not doing. So, there's lots of reports about the executive branch, but this is looking at what's going on in the executive branch as a result of what's going on in Congress. So we have basically four findings and five recommendations. The first finding, and some of the stuff isn't earth-shaking. I mean, a lot of folks know it, but I think we kind of forget about it. So the first finding is there's a lack of understanding and appreciation between the legislative and executive branches. I don't think, Tom, that anybody comes to government, whether they're elected to office or whether they're appointed in the executive branch or whether they're a career employee, no one comes to their job on the Hill or in the executive branch intending to screw things up. People really do, I think, come in thinking that they're going to make a difference for the better. The problem is, I think there really is not a full understanding by the major players on both sides, executive, legislative branch, in terms of the, one, how the executive branch works if you're in Congress, and if you're in the executive branch, how to build a relationship with Congress.
Okay, so, lack of understanding, and you said there were three other basic findings.
Sure. So lack of understanding. Number two, congressional oversight is important, but the way it's being conducted now, more often than not, it's focused on headlines.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. And the oversight is not focused on improving the operation of government or improving the agencies and programs nearly as much as getting the headline, getting your time in the spotlight, and making political theater, as one person called it. So oversight is not working as intended. Third finding is that. And this is so relevant right now, Tom. Budget battles are disrupting agency operations and resulting in lost productivity and an inability to plan, innovate, and hire. Inconceivable to me that we're talking about a possible government shutdown, and we know how terribly disruptive that is. But even if we come to the brink and don't have a shutdown, the amount of time and effort that's going to be wasted in putting plans into place, should there be, and not knowing how much money you're going to have to work with in the executive branch next year if you're a manager, awfully hard to run a good operation when you're operating in limbo. And of course, employee morale, we've seen in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results, has just been, going down to the dumpster.
Sure.
Fourth finding out of four is that the confirmation process, another key responsibility of the Senate in this case, that confirmation process is leaving key leadership posts vacant, and it discourages people from coming in. I mean, it's a grueling process. Disclosure, you have to get rid of all kinds of assets and things. The end result is that we have key leadership positions in the executive branch left vacant for long periods of time.
Yeah, just today, the USAID slot, for whom someone was nominated months and months ago, still in limbo for political reasons, that one is on hold. So we see this happening almost every day. We're speaking with John Palguda, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. So what is the partnership recommending that it be done with, besides, you know,
well,
lining them all
five,
up? And
five recommendations, Tom. One, I think, it's almost to the point where you shouldn't have to say some of this stuff, but I think it's, you know, it's not being done, so we have to make a recommendation.
It's like brush your teeth before bed.
Yeah, right. So, members of Congress and agency leaders need to develop good personal working relationships. Right now, they're almost operating in vacuums. I mean, the time when they meet, it's, you know, somebody's being grilled before a committee hearing or something, or you have an oversight hearing. And what we found is that when there are instances of a real relationship where members of Congress, executive branch leaders are really sitting down outside of the glare of the camera lights and all that, and really talking about, okay, what's going on? Why isn't, you know, what can be done to make this work better? Where are the obstacles? We find that it really does make a difference. It improves understanding. It builds trust. And more importantly, it solves problems. So number one, you know, develop a real relationship. And there's a responsibility on both sides to do that. I think for Congress, sometimes they think they're simply getting, pablum when agencies
sure,
get
sure.
information. So I think they have to get real about it. Recommendation number two, to improve oversight. Congress needs to have more and better information. So this goes back to if you're an agency leader, you really got to give Congress some real facts, real information. They have to communicate regularly and candidly with Congress about what's working and where they need help.
Okay.
Recommendation number three is, we got to do something about this dysfunctional budget process. Now, this recommendation, part of it has been around for a long time, but it makes so much sense, and that's moving to a biennial budget process where an agency has a two-year budget, and that makes life so much easier for planning, for moving forward. I think there's a fear from some in Congress that, well, the budget, the appropriation process is how they exert control, so they want
sure.
that annual thing. But there's better ways to exert control, in terms of the oversight, in terms of developing these relationships we talked about. But we really have to fundamentally change how we budget because it's breaking government apart.
Okay, and the last two?
Streamline the confirmation process. Reduce the number of presidential appointees required to confirmation. There was a little bit of progress made a couple years ago. We took about 100 and some jobs off. I think we can take more jobs out of that confirmation process and streamline the process so you don't have to be a superhero in order to take a political appointee position. And the last recommendation, Tom, congressional leaders, this is to improve the outcomes of legislation. Congressional leaders need to work with all the members to develop a knowledge of not only the process that they're involved with, but also the impact of what they're doing on agency operations. Too often we have a law passed that sounds good, it plays well in the media, and we find it doesn't work, or there are unintended consequences. I think there's some proposals around the VA right now that could fall into that position, depending on what comes out of the spigot.
All right. So maybe, John, after we get these recommendations done, we can do something about the law of gravity to make aviation safer. John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, great to have you on.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.